Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And now exhale. And another deep breath in. And exhale and just relax. And each time that you breathe from here on in, imagine your breath flowing out through your rib cage and spreading relaxation throughout your body. Feel that relaxation as I talk to you. Relax all the muscle groups around your face for a moment. Firstly, relax your scalp. And now your forehead. Your eyebrows. Your eyelids. Now relax your cheeks, your nose, your mouth, and especially the muscle groups around your mouth and lips. Just relax. Relax your chin and your jaw, and allow all the muscles in your face to just let go. Now your neck relaxes, the front part of your neck, the back part of your neck, all the way through to your shoulders. Feel your shoulders relaxing completely. Let go of any tension that might be in the shoulder area. It feels good to do that. And allow your arms to relax now. Your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and your hands. Even your fingers relax and let go. Just imagine your arms becoming very, very heavy, loose and limp. Heavy, loose and limp, like a wet washcloth. And allow yourself to breathe comfortably. And notice how deep and regular your breathing has become than just a few moments ago when we started. Feel your breathing. Notice the contraction and expansion of your diaphragm. Allow your chest muscles now to relax completely, right down through to your stomach. Feel your stomach muscles relaxing. Let go of any tension that might be in that area. And now allow your back muscles to relax. Those large muscle groups in the upper part of your back, right down your spinal column and into the lower back. Just let go. Let go completely. And now your hips relax, especially your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. And even your toes relax. Just allow those muscle groups to relax completely as you begin to drift into a very deep, relaxed state. Just letting go, letting your mind and body become one. Feeling so good now. And in this wonderful, relaxed state, some people report certain feelings in their body. Some report numbness in their arms or legs. Others a tingling feeling like pins and needles. Some people experience a lightness, just as if they were floating above the chair. Whereas some people experience a heaviness, as if you were sinking into the chair with your shoulders sagging. Some people, when they relax, find they have a need to swallow because their salivary glands dry up. If you have a need to swallow, it's okay for you to do so. The important thing that these signs represent, if you've experienced any of them, is your willingness and readiness to allow yourself to go into hypnosis. And going into hypnosis is a very gradual process. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 20. With each number, allow yourself to drift into hypnosis at your own pace. But before we do that, just imagine a custom cloud snuggling up to your body in the shape of a chair. And imagine this chair has arms on it. It's very warm, very comfortable. It's your personal cloud. Notice how it snuggles up to your body. Now it's going to take you to a very, very beautiful place. A special place in your life where you feel comfortable and calm and relaxed. Where you feel happy. A place where you feel good. A place where you look good. Allow this cloud to snuggle up to your body now and take you to your special place where you're happy, relaxed and calm. And allow yourself to be there for a moment as I count and you go deeper and deeper with each number. One, deeper and deeper now. Two, all the way down. Three and four, tired and drowsy. Five, six, letting go now. Seven, eight, deeper and deeper. Nine, 10, tired, letting go. 11, 12, all the way down, deeper and deeper. 13, 14, deeper still. 15, 16, just letting go. 17, 18, deeper and deeper. 19, and finally 20, deep, deep hypnosis. Your mind is now very relaxed and open to receive the helpful and beneficial suggestions I'm about to give you. Because you want to be a slimmer and healthier person, your weight is reducing safely and steadily. From now on, you will prove to your own satisfaction that eating all that your body needs will satisfy you. You're going to work within the framework of your inborn normal reflexes and make a friend of your appetite and pay attention to it. Whenever you feel hungry or thirsty, you have some water, ideally a few minutes before you eat. Water will satisfy you. Water will quench your thirst. Water will help suppress appetite. This isn't about drinking excessive amounts of water, but enough to satisfy you and help you determine if you're still physically hungry. From this moment on, you only eat when you're physically hungry. Physical hunger comes on gradually, as opposed to emotional hunger, which comes on suddenly. You only eat when you're physically hungry, but you eat less than you used to, and you enjoy your food more, because you eat slowly and consciously. You pay attention to the food that's in your mouth. That means when you're eating, your focus is on the food, not on the radio, not on the TV, not on the newspaper, but on the food that's in your mouth. You chew your food well, and you stop eating long before you're full. That's right, you eat slowly, chewing your food well, really tasting the food. Your focus is on the food that's in your mouth. When you take a bite of food, make sure that you put the cutlery down and you chew your food well, maybe 20 to 40 times per mouthful. And only when you finish that mouthful of food do you pick up the cutlery again and start taking more food before you put the cutlery down and you chew your food well. And this process you continue with until such time as you have a sensation or feeling that, well, I've had enough now, and then you stop eating. You eat slowly. You eat less. You stop eating as soon as you feel satisfied. You are satisfied on smaller amounts of food. Your mind knows the difference between the physical hunger, which comes on gradually, and the emotional hunger, which comes on suddenly. You only eat when you're physically hungry. You feel comfortable leaving food on your plate. You realise that when you've had sufficient, that food left on the plate is waste food. It is better that it's in the waste bin than on your waste. You respect your stomach, you respect your body, and you don't force unwanted food into it because of misguided feelings of guilt, because of not wanting to waste food. Day by day, you're enjoying a new eating habit. When eating, you only think of the food that's in your mouth. Your taste buds become more sensitive. You get more satisfaction from each mouthful. You eat slowly. You eat less. You enjoy your food more. You eat less calories than you're burning up. That means that you lose weight. You eat consciously. focusing on the food that's on the plate. And by eating slowly, you'll get to the point where you feel satisfied, and then you stop eating long before you're bursting. You stop eating because you feel you've had enough. Maybe the food has lost its taste or flavour. You choose to eat slowly. You choose to take smaller amounts of food. From now on, you are in control of what you eat and how you eat. Food no longer controls you. You control what you eat and how you eat. You eat slowly, you eat consciously, and you choose healthier foods. You have a sense of pride because you are in control over what you eat. And you feel good because the weight is reducing as you become slimmer, healthier, fitter. Just take a moment to think about the reasons why you want to be the slimmer and healthier person. Now I'm going to give you some affirmations. And I want you to repeat them to yourself, not out loud, just to yourself, as I say them. And while you're saying them to yourself, imagine yourself doing the action involved in the affirmation. I eat slowly and consciously. 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 I chew my food well. 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 I drink water before I eat. 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 I am satisfied on smaller amounts of food. 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 My weight is reducing safely and steadily. 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 I choose to eat healthy foods. 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 I feel good about myself. 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 After this session, you will find the colour red is going to be more noticeable than ever before. It could be a traffic light or a brake light. It could be the colour of a car. It may be something as small as a piece of clothing or as big as a London bus. But each and every time you see the colour red, consciously or unconsciously, your desire and determination to become that slimmer and healthier person grows stronger and stronger. You don't need to look for the colour red, you just notice it automatically, bright, sharp and clear. And each and every time you see the colour red, consciously or unconsciously, each and every suggestion given in this session is reinforced over and over again. Whenever you see the colour red. In a moment, I will count from 10 to 1 to bring you out of hypnosis. At number 1, your eyes will open, you'll be fully alert, you will feel refreshed yet rested, having enjoyed these few moments of hypnosis. 10, 9, and 8, coming up now. 7, 6, and 5, more and more alert. 4, take a nice deep breath in. 3, have a nice big stretch. 2 and 1, eyes open, back in the room.